Charlie, I'm sure you want to kick us off.
Yeah, obviously, you know, upset we didn't come off with 3 points. I think we could have done a lot more to close that game off. You know, we were 2-1 up, I think, in the 75th minute. So, yeah, definitely just, upset in the locker room. Should have came off with more than that.
You obviously kind of came into that game early as a substitute, kind of an interesting move. What was kind of the directive from coach when you came in? What was your sort of role there?
Yeah, just a tactical switch. You know, I was told that, you know, we need to make more happen in behind, more happen on the ball. You know, the game was a little slow the first 20, 30 minutes. And then, yeah, I came on and I was instructed to just, you know, run in behind and do as much as I can in the attacking third.
Any other questions for Azriel?
You were surprised that you ended up scoring right at the moment.
Yeah. Well, it was a tricky one. I kind of turned my body and I hit it kind of with the back of my head. So, you know, as I came up, I was facing the other way and I didn't hear the ball hit the back of the net. I kind of just looked at my teammates and they were all coming towards me. So, yeah, it was a kind of a surprise there.
How is your combination with Toby? Is he you a good playing?
Yeah, I've known Toby since last year. We obviously have a connection on and off the field, and we love playing with each other, and the connection's there for sure.
Lastly, can you give a little shout out for the Spanish community as you're watching?
Of course, yeah. Obviously, my parents are from Mexico, so shout out to all the Latino Spanish people out there, you know, of course.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Rob, so was there, that you came into the game at 29 minutes, the T-boy, was he injured or was just, like you said, tactical?
Yeah, just a tactical switch, yeah.
I guess when you're a team like your team, it's like no lead is ever safe. I guess that's a problem. I mean, York can relate, I'm sure, about that.
Yeah, well, you know, we've obviously struggled to close games off. I think we get in areas on the field. I think today we're more dangerous than York at times, and I think this was definitely a game we should have won. But again, I think we just have to do better the last 20, 30 minutes to close the games off.
And from the beginning of the year, like the stability that everyone's sort of loaned from other teams and so on, but you have like a chemistry now, because we're starting, except for today, you were, you know, win one, instead of lose, you put some results together.
Yeah, well, this year was a unique one in particular. You know, obviously all these guys are, everyone's from different places. You know, so at first it did take time to kind of get used to everybody, but I think at this point, we should be expecting, you know, a lot more wins. Yeah.
Thanks.
Any other questions for Azriel in the room? I'm just going to turn to Zoom for
a split second. Jason, do you have any questions for Azriel?
I'm good.
Can't quite hear you, Jason. Not sure what's going on with the connection there.
I'm good.
There you go, yeah.
Still nothing
else you
got?
No.
Sorry,
Jason, we still can't quite make you out, unfortunately. If there's anything that you want to submit in writing, I can just ask it here.
No worries.
We're
good.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for the work on today.
Thank you. Hey, everybody.
Okay, guys. Same rules of play. Charlie, you want to kick us off?
Sure.
Hey, John.
Let's maybe start with kind of the overall process. Obviously kind of a heartbreaker at the end, but there's some good things in the attacking play, correct?
Proud of my team. I'm, for the most part, I'm proud of my group that I work with every single day. Disappointed with how we managed a couple key moments. It's obviously, we're a young group, just like York are, and you can see they struggled with a couple key moments, and we struggled too. Unfortunately, we struggled with one more than they did. I will go on a tangent. My job is very pedagogical in nature. I'm here to develop and work with a group of people in this league. We actually had a very, very educational moment with our group a few weeks ago. One of our players was partially injured, and he stayed down, and we'd conceded a corner kick, and he went off the field, and we played a man down. And we addressed that as a group. This is an educational moment for our players, which now has become a very educational moment for the officials in this league. Because today Wesley went down, he did not ask for a trainer, he did not want to go off, he got hit in his sensitive area, he asked for a second, they sent him off the field, and we conceded a goal. Incredibly infuriating. Add to that, 5 minutes later, I've watched already on the video, one of their players, I don't know, I think it was Noah, goes down. The referee literally does this. The fourth official literally goes like this to send the trainer on. York do the exact same thing we did. Their staff acted fantastically, just like our staff acted fantastically, and their player was not sent off the field. We conceded a goal today because of a critical error by the officials. We make critical errors too. We acknowledge that. That's part of our game and what we're trying to deal with our group. But there are way too many errors that are happening in this league every single week. I don't have a solution, but I hope we find a solution because this will hold this league back for all of us that are trying to move it forward.
Just one more for me. The kind of early first half stuff with Ezreal coming on, kind of a tactical change for you guys. What was sort of the idea behind that, and did it work as you intended?
It worked, but it didn't work because we lost the game. Krat was having success coming at us in the first 20-odd minutes. We decided to, unfortunately, take T-Boy out for him, made an adjustment. I think it allowed us to close down spaces a little bit better. It allowed us to push Gabby further up front so we could put more pressure on Zator and Taz. I think it helped us, and that is part of the catalyst that allowed us to get ourselves back into the game. I think when we went 2-1 up, our excitement yet again caught the better of us. The guys could feel something, and nothing is ever over in this business until you played 90 plus minutes. So I started saying pedagogical yet again, another pedagogical moment for us as a group, and we'll address that and we'll continue to push this group forward. Thank you.
Coach, you have a great second half. What can you tell me about Tobias? So him playing excellent today.
He's from Germany. No, I'm being sarcastic. He's a fantastic player. He's a great player to work with. I love having him around. You can see his ability with the ball. He needs to continue to work on his decision-making at times, because at times he takes too many touches and then things can get too tight and it can end. But I think when he breaks through from that perspective, you're going to see him continue to get better and better. So he's a special player to work with. I've enjoyed working with him for the last year and a half.
I'm thinking more of like how the whole year has gone by as you, your players have all been assembled because of the ownership problems. You know, two guys from this team, two guys from that team. But the last month or so, except for today, seem to be starting to get resolved. So is it because now they're all feeling more secure that the your coaching and that has made them better? Right? And is there a fear that, you know, if someone's really good, they'll say, hey, come on back to our team, or are you going to coach through the year with the guys you have?
It's a great question, and I think a lot of people have those thoughts because it's a mechanism that's been put in place to allow this club to survive for now. One thing that I don't think gets spoken about enough, it's not just this club surviving, it's the league surviving, because we're in the infancy. If we lose one of our eight teams, that's not a positive. So the other owners have stepped up. The league has put this mechanism in place. It makes our jobs very, very difficult because essentially I'm developing players for other teams. And there's not many people that do that across this planet. You can see some players that are loaned to us from York. You can see how they're improving. You can see Toby's progression. You can see Az's progression. You can see, to be brutally honest, you can see the progression of every single player we work with. The unfortunate thing for us is this is a group that's put together for this year. And my wife calls me the second year special. I hope that doesn't get taken in the wrong way by any means. But what it means is the first year you put a group together, you work with them, you develop them, and then the second year you go through the roof. I think the last 22 years have shown that. So she's fairly accurate.
Any questions for Alan in the room?
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm not quite sure our second year special could be taken the wrong way, but please don't do it.
Always the best way.